This is Scott Verguin of KSOW Radio in Cottage Grove. We are turning now to the tree sit in the Willamette National Forest, the McKenzie Watershed. We're going to be talking on the phone here to Josh Schlossberg, who's a videographer for the Cascadia Forest Defenders. Hello, Josh.
Hello, how are you today?
Very good. It's a beautiful day here, Sunday, the 25th of September, just so everybody knows just when this is happening. Josh, I talked to another Josh earlier last week about the what was happening up in the McKenzie Watershed, and we haven't heard anything since then. Would love to have you update us on what's going on with the tree sit and other issues related to it.
Absolutely. Well, I can just give you a little brief background, which you probably know already. There's been tree sits that have been going on up the McKenzie River watershed since mid-August, roughly. And basically, they are protesting these mature and old-growth timber sales that are going along in the McKenzie Ranger District of the Willamette National Forest. It's roughly about 3,000 acres overall. All the logging would impact water quality for the drinking water supply in Eugene. It's a recreational paradise, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what's been happening, there had been no litigation. There's been a lot of public outcry, however, about these timber sales, but nothing has been done to stop them. The district ranger, Mary Allison, has done nothing to reduce the amount of board feet, despite the public concern. So a group, the Guardians of the McKenzie Watershed, decided to do some direct action up there as a last-ditch effort to protect these old-growth stands. And so basically what they've been doing is they set up tree sits, which is kind of a couple decades-old approach to protect these wild places. And basically what's involved is people climb up the trees with ropes and they set up platforms, and usually it's strategically placed in areas that they're attempting to build in new logging roads, so it would actually prevent that, or it would make a buffer around them so they couldn't fell trees in that area. So basically that's been going on for over a month, and what's happened on three separate occasions, there's been shootings at these folks.
Mm-hmm.
Might have heard of the first shooting was late August. There were six gunshots fired.
Mm-hmm.
And then on September 10th, there were arrows fired. That time actually grazing a tree sitter in the hand. Another one actually hit a water bottle. And then on the 15th of September, there was a single shot fired into the unit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's hair-raising, to say the least. I know from experience, I haven't sat in any trees, but I know from meeting and talking with folks that do this sort of action, that these are not contrary to the way they'd like the Forest Service, perhaps, some people in the Forest Service anyway, and others would like to portray these folks. These are not crazy people. These are people that have, this is well thought out action, and they know that they are, in a sense, they're protecting the trees, but they're also putting themselves in danger by doing this.
Absolutely. It's dangerous enough just to be up there 150 feet in the trees.
Mm-hmm.
But these people feel dedicated enough to go out there. It's partially tactical to stop the logging, to cost the timber companies money in trying to get them out of there and whatnot. It's also to call attention, to a larger scale public there, saying, hey, look, people care about this so much, they're putting their lives on their line. Maybe you can find out a little more about what's going on, and you can plug in and find your own role, be it contacting a representative or getting out there on the streets or doing what you have to do. So yeah, these people are definitely putting their lives on the line, and on top of that all, there are people that are trying to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
The huge problem with that is law enforcement has yet to do a single thing to investigate any of these shootings or to prevent these successive shootings.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, the three shootings have happened because law enforcement did nothing about the first and they did nothing about the second. So basically, in my opinion, is the lack of action by the law enforcement, which is endangering these people's lives.
And when you say law enforcement, we're talking about a combination of Forest Service, law enforcement, county, are those the two?
Correct, the sheriff and the Forest Service law enforcement.
Okay,
correct.
So there's another perhaps point for folks that are interested in some kind of, in helping and supporting in some way. Perhaps they feel they can't go get up in a tree, but they could contact the Forest Service as well on the policies and as the law enforcement activities or lack of activity and the Lane County Sheriff as well.
Absolutely. I'm also, if people want to get involved, there's different ways to get involved. Nobody's suggesting anybody go up a tree. Important thing is just to get people out there. I personally have led some hikes out there just to show people what's going on in the national forest that belong to us, really.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, people can also do rides up there, can make donations of food and gear. And if they do want to get plugged in with what's going on up there, they can contact a woman named Shane Feinstein of the Guardians of the Mackenzie Watershed. And that phone number is 343-2836. Also, for a complaint, the best person to go to, there's many avenues. All avenues have been covered at this point, but we'd like the public to contact the District Ranger of the Mackenzie. Her name is Mary Allison, and she can be reached at 541-822-3381. And what should be mentioned to her is not just about the, you know, the timber sales, these old growth and mature timber sales that are destroying the endangered species habitat and impacting drinking water and recreation, but on top of that, the fact that the law enforcement is doing nothing to protect the lives of these activists. And on top of that, another thing I wanted to mention is what happened was after one of these tree sits was actually dismantled, one of them was dismantled because people had come down to actually to make a report to the sheriff. So regardless of that, these tree sits were actually dismantled, and another one was being set up. It didn't get very far. A person was just hanging from the tree with a line. What happened was the Forest Service brought some loggers in there. They were felling trees all around this person. I was present to it, as was the register guard. I was there videotaping this really unsafe behavior of them dropping trees within 5 feet of an activist, a person up in the tree. Basically, one of the tree branches brushed the tree branch that this person, a branch of the tree this person was in. Very unsafe behavior. I was documenting that on videotape, like I said, with the register guard nearby. We were all let out of the forest by law enforcement. I personally did not give my name right away because I wasn't being told why I was being let out. So what they did is they twisted my arms behind my back and shoved me up against the Forest Service vehicle, and they handcuffed me. They stuck me in the back of a truck. I eventually gave my name once they told me what was going on. They said they wanted me out of the immediate area, which we had already done. Regardless of that, they gave me a citation. It's called interfering with an agricultural operation, which is a $500 fine. And they confiscated my videotape, which has the footage of the unsafe behavior around the tree sitter. And so that happened, and then several days later, after another shooting had happened, another activist was out there with the videotape. That person's videotape was confiscated as well. So there's a real pattern of law enforcement being out there to confiscate independent media to enforce laws upon them, which are pretty much imaginary, but they've been doing nothing to curb the violence that's going on up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're taking away all the evidence that people have of this dangerous activity by the Forest Service. So that's something I just wanted to call attention to.
Okay, well, no, that's very good. I think that it's... For those people that are paying attention on a larger scale, you know, I think that that fits into a pattern we're seeing in a lot of places, and we don't need to go into that right now, but I think it is significant that this is a tactic that they have learned to, as a way to, you know, cover their asses, as one might say. You know, of course, you probably have no way of knowing whether those tapes are still intact or whether they're...
Correct.
So are the charges still, or the citation is still in effect for you? Is something you have to deal with?
It is still happening. I'm right now in contact with a lawyer. Basically, I was told that this specific charge, interference with an agricultural operation, has never stood up in court.
Mm-hmm.
It's been dropped every single time. It's just basically a scare tactic. It's a way to get people out of the woods. It's a way to get evidence. You know, maybe they thought on my videotape I had some sort of incriminating evidence. I, of course, did not. I was doing a documentary up there. So that seems to be their approach at all costs. To bend the law to get some sort of possible evidence or to just discourage people from being up there is what I think they're trying to do, even though we have every legal right to be there. And they've reminded, like, well, you can still be here. They told me not to be within 200 yards of when they were actively dropping trees.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what the closure is.
Okay, so there is a closure.
Well, there is not. That's what's tricky. A closure is generally something, an entire timber sale, an entire unit,
mm-hmm.
that the head of a national forest, so the head of the Willamette National Forest would have to sign
right.
a closure. That has not been issued. What is happening is law enforcement is saying right around where they're cutting, so they're saying around 200 feet or 200 yards or something, right around where they're cutting, they will arrest or at least cite people who are being that close. And that's difficult because I personally want to be there to make sure the people in the trees are not getting hurt by this
right.
really unsafe activity. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay, so if it sounds like that if there are people who are willing to be observers, knowing the risk they may face, that is something that also folks presumably could call Shane Feinstein. Did I get the name right?
Correct.
343-2836.
Correct.
If that's something, and obviously all types of volunteers are needed.
All levels, even from writing a letter to just going out there and witnessing to just walking around the unit and seeing the beautiful areas that they're still cutting.
Okay, so there's one active tree sit as we speak.
There is currently one that is still being occupied.
What is the, how far has the logging operation progressed at this point? I'm trying to remember, how many acres this thing is?
Well, this unit in particular is 113 acres. It's part of the Sten timber sale, which is around 465 acres, which is part of a larger Robinson Scott timber sale, which is about 2,000 acres, which is part of all the cutting they're doing in the McKenzie, which is 3,000 acres.
Okay.
They've cut in this particular unit, I would say roughly 2/3 of it by now.
Mm-hmm.
An interesting thing is the last week they have not been doing any cutting. I'm not sure if it's due to possibly the success of the activists there or the bad PR that the media has been putting out. There's been articles in there's been a cover story in the Eugene Weekly and articles in the Register Guard. So maybe they're realizing they have to be a little more careful.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely been insurance breaches where the loggers have been felling trees right around people in the trees. That's a breach of their insurance. Maybe they're aware of things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the logging has been slowed down. If not completely stopped over the last week, apparently they're not cutting, they've just been pulling trees out, or it's called yarding.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting fact to note.
Okay, all right. So it sounds like there's a lot of different possible pressure points here. One is since as you said, the water from the McKenzie, that's Eugene's drinking water.
Absolutely.
Is it Springfield's drinking water as well?
Springfield does something to do with it. They have it through an aquifer. I'm not clear exactly,
okay.
But it is accurate to say it is the drinking supply of Eugene, for sure.
Okay. So there's presumably even pressure on contact with the elected officials in Eugene.
Right. The city council of Eugene has actually passed a resolution saying that they do not support old growth and mature logging in the municipal watershed.
Okay. Are there any activities, rallies, whatever that you're looking for people to come to in the near future, anything like that?
Uh-huh, absolutely. On Tuesday night, a group called Back to the Wall from Portland is taking their great big biodiesel bus called Cool. They're taking it down to the Sten Timber Sale to show support. And on that Wednesday, going up to Lyons, Oregon, which is the home of Frera's Lumber. They are the timber company that has purchased this unit. They are also ones that are implicated in possibly being a part of the shootings that have been going on up there, since the only ones really to benefit from the shootings would be the purchaser of the timber unit. So that's going to be happening Tuesday night and Wednesday. And we definitely encourage people to come out to the come out to the timber sale.
Mm-hmm.
The directions are pretty simple, and that can all be found out by calling Shane.
Okay. Okay, Shane Feinstein, again, 343-2836. We'll keep saying that number until maybe it'll people finally remember to get a pen and write it down.
Hopefully.
Okay, well, this obviously this is an ongoing thing. It's something that we want to encourage people to keep paying attention to and act if they're in that position. I have a kind of a hypothetical question.
Sure.
If I decide that right now I'm going to talk to you, I'm going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving anybody warning of this or anything, but I wanted to go out there right now, am I going to, what's going to happen? Am I going to be able to get into where the tree sitter is, for example? Am I going to be able to get onto the unit?
Absolutely. All the roads are public roads. None of them are closed. You just basically drove right off of Route 126, Boulder Creek Road. You take that up. It's Road 2653, and you take that up to Road 865, and the unit is right on the side of the road there. It's pretty easy to access. The tree sit is currently roughly 1/3 of a mile from the road,
mm-hmm.
So it's an easy hike in there.
Okay.
And,
So they don't have, are there law enforcement people around at this point?
Law enforcement comes around here and there. They've been talking to people in the trees, trying to get them to come down.
Mm-hmm.
They've been, like I said, confiscating videotapes from people. But there is nothing illegal about being there, and they will tell you, you're fine to be on the road, you're fine to be in the unit. The only thing to supposedly avoid is being within a couple hundred feet of where they're actively dropping the trees.
Okay, so this is very interesting. So it sounds like it's legal to be in the unit, and unless they decide it's not legal to be in the unit
exactly.
at any given moment.
It's up to the individual officer for them to decide. And they claim it is for people's safety. And there's an element of, true, you don't want a tree to fall on your head.
Right.
But at the same time, it's really for the safety of the people that are up there. The more presence of people, the better.
Okay. All right. Anything else that you'd like to, you think is important to share with folks before we wrap it up?
I think that covers a lot of it. Just the fact that we have some of the most amazing forests on the planet. People come from all around the world to see the temperate rainforest, even just here in Oregon, and they're still appalled that we're doing all this cutting. We're cutting a lot of our national forests that belong to you and I, that filter our clean drinking water and our breathing air and all of our recreation, and it's just a crime that that's still going on in our national forests.
Yes. We agree on this end. let's check back in with each other, okay? And please do give us a call. Give me a call if there's something that you feel like needs to be shared with folks.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much, Josh.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
That was Josh Schlossberg of Cascadia Forest Defenders, and we will check back with him on KSOW in Cottage Grove.